Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Leighton Croft, CEO at Pan Continental Resources. Leighton, it's great to meet you. How are you?
I'm well, Christine. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for asking. Leighton, give us a quick introduction into the company and tell us a bit more about your Brewer Gold project in South Carolina.
Thanks. Pan Continental, we call ourselves PanCon for short. We're a Canadian junior mining company. We're listed on the Toronto Venture Exchange and, of course, on the OTCQB Venture Exchange. Our flagship project is called the Brewer Gold Project. It's a former gold mine about 75-minute drive south of Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live and where I'm from. It was part of the first gold rush in all of North America in the 1820s. And it's right about a 15-minute drive down the road from the Hale Gold Mine. Hale is owned by Oceana Gold Corporation, and Hale is a producing gold mine that produced about 150,000 ounces last year. Now, Brewer was a past producing gold mine, and they produced about 178,000 ounces between 1987 and 1995. The previous operator reclaimed the oxide gold mine that they heap leached using cyanide, and they abandoned the site, unfortunately, but for us, fortunately. The site was under the government control for 20 years. The acid rock drainage issues are now under control. We competed in a competitive process in 2019 with an environmental partner called Environmental Risk Transfer. In early 2020, we were thrilled to learn that we won the tender. We think that this is a huge system. It's a epithermal, high sulfidation gold system with, we think, a big copper porphyry system underneath. It's in a great region in terms of geology. It's underexplored. It's prolific. There's great infrastructure. And it's a pro-mining state in South Carolina. Last year, we raised $6 million Canadian dollars in two financings. And we did geophysics. We did some shallow drilling. And in November, we did our first phase of diamond drilling. We're fully funded to do 10,000 meters of diamond drilling. The first phase was about 2,700 meters. And on March the 2nd, just a few weeks ago, we announced the initial results from that phase of just three holes, and they were fantastic. Two of the holes were right underneath the former mine. The former mine was a shallow pit. Again, it was just for the oxide gold. It only went about 55 meters, and we drilled two verticals underneath, and we got excellent results, including 181 meters of 1.24 grams gold. We're also testing for copper and other elements. Those results aren't back yet, but of the three holes we reported, all of them had an abundance of anomalous gold. We're very bullish. We're very excited. And just a few days ago, we started phase two drilling, and that should be another 8 to 10 holes. We're going to be testing targets underneath the old pit and around the old pit and some step out targets. We've got geophysical anomalies that we're using. We've done some follow-up downhole geophysics after phase one. So we're just raring to go.
So are there any further assay results you're waiting for from your phase one program?
Yes, Christine, there are. It's been a difficult time. I think a lot of junior mining companies are facing this. We've got a lot of companies drilling right now. So labs are inundated with samples to prep and then to process. And then you got COVID on top of that, and that adds logistical and labor supply issues. So there's been some bottleneck there, and it's been taking longer than we had hoped. But one of the reasons, as we just put out in a news release about 1 week ago, that we're going ahead to start with phase two before having received all the results back from phase one, is because of we modeled 35,000 historic blast hole assays from the previous mine. And this is just a treasure trove of information. We included that in our most recent April 1 news release. And so this blast hole data, this model, has given us a lot of good insights and understanding around shape and geometry and controls. It doesn't tell us everything, but it gave us enough confidence to say, you know what, let's go ahead and start phase two, which is what we're doing right now.
Do you have an anticipated timeline of how long phase two drilling will take?
Well, I'm guessing it will take us 4 to 6 weeks. It depends on different factors. One of the blessings and curses at Brewer is there's a lot of topaz, and that's a blessing because topaz is associated historically with gold. It's difficult because topaz is very hard and it's difficult and slow to drill. So it's hard to estimate how fast drilling goes. The other is that there's been a lot of metamorphic activity over half a billion years since the Brewer and the Hale system were both created. There's a lot of brecciation. There's a lot of fractures and faults. And as anyone knows in this business, that makes for sometimes difficult drilling. So I hate to always predict how long it's going to take, but we've got an excellent drill company in Logan Drilling. And they're the ones that did phase one. And so I think we're all pretty much familiar with how to maximize the drilling.
And before I let you go, you mentioned you raised the $6 million Canadian dollars. Is that enough to take you through your phase two?
Absolutely. It's enough to take us through three phases. So we're funded for 10,000 meters. That is basically three phases. We're a third of the way done. We've got about 3 million Canadian currently on hand. So we're in a great cash position. And we got a lot of work to do here.
It seems to be an exciting year ahead for you. Leighton, it was great to meet you. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Christine. Bye.